You're listening to SBS News.
The Prime Minister has vowed to continue additional health funding for the states at his first National Cabinet meeting. The states will receive $760 million more in COVID-era funding until the end of the year, in recognition of the ongoing pandemic. Mr Albanese said National Cabinet's agreement was not just about funding, but also reforming the health network to get people out of emergency departments who didn't need to be there. New South Wales Premier Dominic Perrottet joined the other state and territory leaders in welcoming the additional funding.
Well, I think in addition to that today, what's incredibly pleasing is a real focus of working with the states and territories in relation to substantive health reform going forward. This is something that's been the too hard basket for too long. We certainly got a sense today from the Prime Minister that we'd come back to a national cabinet before the budget. That's reassuring in the sense of there are quick areas where we can provide further support for our health systems right across the country that are all going through a challenging time.
In addition to extending health funding, Mr Albanese addressed a backlog in visa applications and a shortage of skilled workers. He says migration is still suffering from COVID-era visa backlogs, which are placing immense pressure on the Department of Home Affairs. Mr Albanese pledged to do more to help businesses struggling to bring in workers and added people from the department were brought in to address the backlog.
And they're waiting 12 or 18 months before they're actually able to take their place in workplaces around the country. That's placing pressure in construction, in infrastructure. It's leading to increased costs. It's also putting pressure on service delivery, and that short-term migration will need to be a part of the solution to skills shortages. And we'll work with the business community as well as working through cooperatively to address those issues.
The National Cabinet also expressed its support for the Albanese government's commitment to holding a referendum on an Indigenous voice to Parliament. Mr Albanese says the support of states and territories will assist in securing the success of the proposal made in the Uluru Statement from the Heart.
As one of my colleagues here said, if not now, when? And we're very concerned that 5 years after the Uluru Statement from the Heart, this reform will just drop off. It is something that's got to be progressed this year, this term, and that is why the support of the states and territories, of course, constitutional change requires four out of the six states with a majority across the country in order to be improved. And that will be an important reform and an important moment for the nation moving forward.
Premiers and chief ministers also voiced their shared commitment to Australia's new emissions target, which has been submitted to the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change. The federal government signed off on a new commitment on Thursday to reduce Australia's greenhouse gas emissions by 43% by 2030. Katrina Stirrett, SBS News.